I heard very clearly what was the priority set by His Excellency, the President. The priority that was set in addressing the challenges faced by the energy sector, having an economy which is growing and based on the private sector, creating the condition for making Ghana one of the places where the private sector wants to invest and will continue investing based on the potential that Ghana has and the human capital Ghana has. The President also emphasized the importance of developing agriculture being one of the important way of creating jobs in the country, and creating jobs which are quality jobs for people who are in the country. It was also an opportunity to reiterate that the World Bank is a very strong partner of Ghana. We intend in the next 3 years, from the purely public sector side of the World Bank, to extend close to $1.2 billion to Ghana in what we call the IDA 18 cycle, and the private sector part of the bank will be extending in addition to that close to $500 million. And we have also the guarantee part of the World Bank will be extending resources, which hasn't yet been are not ready to be shared, because it will depend on the particular deals that they will be providing guarantee with. We will be also working on a certain number of questions, particularly on the fiscal side, to help a government putting in place the rules or regulation of law that will sustain a fiscal deficit which is sustainable in the longer term, and be able to ensure that slippages are not recorded in the future. That's what the authorities have been clearly been telling me today, is that there is a commitment that any commitments that will be made in terms of a fiscal target to be respected in the future. And that will require a certain number of institutions to be put in place, including the fiscal council that the government is launching, and will be given an opportunity to have a discussion on all the issues that are pertaining to economic implementation in Ghana.